It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Political newcomer Lauren Boebert has won the Republican primary in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, defeating incumbent Scott Tipton. Boebert is a gun rights advocate. She owns a restaurant in Rifle where the waitstaff carry guns. In an earlier interview with CPR, Boebert pledged to stand her political ground.
I'm tired of compromise, and I believe the American people are tired of compromise. It is never enough for the people on the left. We compromise with them far too much, and they always want more.
Boebert's Democratic opponent will be former state representative Diane Mitch Bush, who won her primary last night. In a U.S. Senate primary, former Governor John Hickenlooper won the Democratic nomination to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner in November. The FBI and the U.S. Justice Department say they've been investigating the death of Elijah McClain for almost a year. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
McClain died after being taken into police custody in Aurora last August. In the wake of George Floyd's killing and protests over police brutality and racial justice, McClain's case has suddenly drawn international attention. The FBI and U.S. Justice Department said Tuesday evening that's why the agencies are telling the public about their investigation. They are looking into how Aurora handled McClain's case for a potential federal civil rights violation. The agencies are gathering additional evidence from the Aurora Police Department and say the city is cooperating. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Racist trolls tried and failed to derail an online meeting about racism in Denver law enforcement. Denverites David Sachs has more.
The virtual meeting held on Zoom was meant to be a launchpad for one of several initiatives aimed at fundamentally transforming Denver's law enforcement system. And it was, but not before white supremacists bombarded the meeting with racist music and bigoted epithets aimed at African Americans. Organizers said the instance was an apt reminder of what Black Americans experience all the time. The discussion was led by a watchdog group of political appointees called the Citizen Oversight Board. They continued to talk about mental health training and fewer weapons for police officers in the future, and advocates planned to recommend policy changes to city officials after holding more meetings with better security. David Sachs, Denverite.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.